state the obvious. 1 year ago today, in this sacred place, democracy was attacked. Simply attacked.
Simply attacked. Not in a complicated fashion. Simply attacked. Simply attacked dietary plans are available on MSNBC. That was Lunch Bucket Joe, Banana Slug Joe, addressing an anxious nation this morning from Statuary Hall in the United States Capitol, or as it is sometimes known, Statutory Hall. Statutory Hall is actually a different hall in the Capitol. They have statues of Bill Clinton and Anthony Weiner, Ted Kennedy, Chris Dodd. They have an honorary statue of Roman Polanski. You know, it's a Statutory Hall. It's just around the corner from Statuary Hall where Joe Biden was speaking. That should be a weekly show on NBC, I think, don't you think? Statutory Hall. It could be hosted by Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer could get another job at NBC hosting Statutory Hall. And they could have special guests every week. They could go season after season with all the Democrats that, you know, would fall into the category of the heroes of Statutory Hall. But never mind that. Hey, happy Thursday to you. It's a big anniversary. I don't know if you're aware of this. It's January 6th of, as Joe Biden would say, 2020. But as we know, it's 2022. January 26, 2022. Joe Biden doesn't know what year it is. He doesn't know if he's in Statutory Hall or a Statuary Hall. And he was babbling today. Also, he brought along Kamala, who continues to lose staffers like she's running a burning building as a business. People are leaping from the windows of the vice president's office. It looks like the stock market crash of 1929 in her office. Everybody's fleeing. And she lost another one. Yesterday, I was talking about how she lost a staffer. Today, I've got news of yet another staffer that she's lost because they're running from the place. She engages in soul-crushing criticism of her staffers because she's completely incompetent. And, you know, so she likes to abuse people. And this has been the book on her from the time that she got her first job in government because she was having sex with Willie Brown, the powerful Democrat Speaker of the California Assembly. You went to law school, right? Maybe you'd like to be Attorney General of California. You know, since you're having sex with me and everything, I think we can make that happen. And another Democrat political career was launched. It's how things work. And now she's vice president. You don't have to make this stuff up. You know, primetime TV on the networks, they got nothing on what goes on in Washington, D.C. Somebody should make a TV show out of what goes on here. Oh, wait a minute. It is a TV show. It's on cable all day and all night. Our entire system of government is just a terrible, awful television show. And I'm afraid the, you know, Democrats have been renewed for another. Well, they're going to be canceled later this year, though, aren't they? It's programming decisions will be made by the American voters come November. A remarkable time to be alive, to be sure. All right, so I want to get to Kamala because I've been making fun of this for years. For a year anyway. Last year, one day after the January 6th melee on Capitol Hill, I came in and I said, "Boy, this is the greatest gift the Democrats have ever gotten." Finally, the Republicans had one riot in 300 years. They had 600 riots last year, the Democrats and the left. But I repeat myself, and the media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself again, told us that they were mostly peaceful. The arson, the looting, the mob violence, which is ongoing to this day, although today I think death takes a holiday. I think they take today off because of the Jubilee. We got the one-year Jubilee going on in Washington. The Democrats are celebrating. But the day after, I came in and I said, you know, the Democrats, this is the greatest gift they ever got. They're going to turn this into December 7th, 1941. They're going to turn it into September 11th, 2001. They will completely ignore their three-day siege of the White House with all the arson, the looting, the explosive, the explosive devices, plural, the assaults on the federal police officers. All of that has been erased by the Democrats and the media because they have that power. It's a corrupt power, the power to ignore. I've been fond of this saying for many years because I came up with it. The most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore. And they ignored the Democrat Party suicide attack on Republican members of Congress practicing for a baseball game. They were in Alexandria, Virginia, when a Bernie Sanders volunteer attacked them with an SKS rifle and shot Congressman Steve Scalise, tried to kill every Republican member of that baseball team. That included Ron DeSantis, Senator Rand Paul. Ron DeSantis was a member of the House of Representatives at the time. He had a conversation with the Bernie Sanders would-be mass political assassin, James Hodgkinson, prior to the incident. Couldn't talk to him after because it was a suicide attack and the police killed him. That was a one-day story. That was swept under the rug. You know, the racist terrorist attack that murdered six in Waukesha, Wisconsin, how long was that? Less than 2 months ago. Completely erased from the public consciousness. But today is the one-year anniversary of Ashley Babbitt being shot and killed while unarmed by a police officer. The media, for one day and one day only, on the side of the police. Well, they're on the side of the police as long as it's anti-Trump supporters. And they're in favor of shooting unarmed women to death as long as they're Trump supporters. That's our media. They celebrated the shooting death of Ashley Babbitt by a police officer. One shot, one kill. No warning shot, no taser, no pepper spray, no bop on the head with a billy club. Just shoot to kill. Don't shoot him in the legs like Joe Biden suggested. Just shoot him in the legs. Shoot him in the legs. The man is seriously impaired. All right, but let's get to today, because the Democrats are having a Jubilee celebration on Capitol Hill, commemorating the greatest political victory that they've enjoyed in many years, and that is Republicans have a riot at long last. Now, of course, the Democrats laid the groundwork for this by having hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of riots across the country, looting and burning city after city after city after city, with news media support, with people like Kamala Harris tweeting out that you should support a bail fund for the rioters, right? So they're supporting the rioters actively, and on and on. But, you know, in Portland, Oregon, I was doing some research, September 5th, 2020, night 100, riot, Molotov cocktails, injuries, 59 arrests. That was night 100 of left-wing Democrat Party sanctioned, Democrat Party sponsored, Democrat Party executed riots attacking the federal courthouse there, the Marco Hatfield Federal Courthouse, which constitutes insurrection, by the way, just by the way. And remarkable stuff. Man, oh man, oh Shevitz. And by the way, you know, the attack on the Capitol. Well, let's get to some of this, because Kamala, now again, right after the riot on Capitol Hill, I said that the Democrats would try to make this into September 11th and December 7th. And here's Kamala Harris today in Statuary Hall. I'm just going to call it Statuary Hall from now on instead of Statuary Hall, because it's more fun. They have only the Democrat statues in Statuary Hall. Yeah, that's right. Remember there was that scandal involving a Democrat member of Congress having sex with the pages? The pages. They run, you know, papers back and forth on Capitol Hill. And there was a Democrat member of Congress, Gary Studs, who was having sex with a young boy who was a page. And the joke was, why don't members of Congress use bookmarks? And the answer was, they just bend over the pages. See, they just bend over. That was the joke. All right, so here's Kamala Harris, who made her way into politics, you know, by dating, that's a euphemism, big-time Democrat Willie Brown in Sacramento. And then her political career was off to the races. Look at her now. And people are jumping out of windows in her executive office in an effort to get away from her. But the media will smooth that over for her. So here's Kamala today in the United States Capitol.
Certain dates echo throughout history, including dates that instantly remind all who have lived through them where they were and what they were doing.
1066.
When our democracy came under assault.
Battle of Hastings.
Dates that occupy not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory.
Our collective memory.
December 7th, 1941.
See, a date which will eliminate.
September 11th, 2001.
Muslim troglodytes.
And January 6th, 2021.
See, this is how they're defining it. This is their effort. I predicted it the day after. Here, I was mocking it earlier today. And then Kamala came out and did it. She did it. That's her history. She does it. You do it. You know you do it. So, and then Lunch Bucket Joe came out. So there it is. It's December 7th, 1941. It's September 11th, 2001. And January 6th. What would Joe Biden, what year would Joe Biden say it is? 2021. But Joe Biden thinks this year is 2020. Then Joe Biden came out, and he's not very bright. We understand that, right? Yesterday, he didn't have any public events because he was napping all day, watching there was a marathon on of Hazel episodes. And then Joe Biden, he was busy writing his speech. He doesn't even have time to think. That's what Jen Psaki said yesterday, which would explain everything, if true. Aggressive, he did have time to think. Honestly, as we were saying earlier, if he had a brain, he'd be out in the street playing with it. He'd be knocking around like Play-Doh. Hey, look, I got a brain. Geek, 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 geek. Joe Biden today.
Uh-oh. This wasn't a group of tourists.
We knew that.
This was an armed insurrection.
Armed, no guns.
They weren't looking to uphold the will of the people.
Actually,
they were looking to deny the will of the people.
Deny.
They were looking to uphold. They weren't looking to uphold a free and fair election. They were looking to overturn one.
Slurred speech. Yeah, they were looking to overturn one. Yeah. Well, it was right. Anybody recall the three-day siege of the White House when President Trump was living in it? Anybody recall Inauguration Day? Anybody recall Election Day when President Trump was elected? The sacking, looting, and burning that the Democrats perpetrated across the country? Here's Lunch Bucket Joe, his brain, she's no good.
For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power.
That's an allegation.
As a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed.
But they failed.
They failed.
What was their goal?
And on this day of remembrance, we must make sure that such attack never, never happens again.
Such attack. He thinks the word is tack. Maybe he did write his own speech. Such attack. Such attack. That's he's illiterate. He's Lunch Bucket Joe. And they tried to overturn. It's an insurrection. I looked up Merriam-Webster's definition. Every Democrat riot, every attack on their courthouses and Marco Hatfield, insurrection. Could be called as much. But the Democrats apparently have a lot of blue pills because they got so many insurrections going. Lunch Bucket Joe.
And here's the truth. The former president of the United States of America.
Slurred.
Has created and spread a web of lies.
Love of lies.
About the 2020 election.
Yeah.
He's done so because he values power over principle.
Yeah, by any means necessary.
Because he sees his own interest as more important than his country's interest.
Yeah, this guy's president. And he won it from his basement without ever going on the campaign trail. And do you know that the Democrats have challenged every presidential election in the 21st century that they haven't won? They challenged the 2000 election, Florida, George W. Bush. They challenged the 2004 election, George W. Bush. They challenged, then they won a couple of presidential elections. Then they lost to Donald Trump when Hillary Clinton was supposed to win and everybody was going to go away laughing. And they lost, and they challenged that election, and they still challenged that election. And Stacey Abrams in Georgia still has not conceded her gubernatorial election, which she lost, you know, not in a landslide, but quite clearly lost the election. They've challenged every presidential election in the 21st century that they've lost. The ones that they've won, of course, they didn't challenge. They're crazy, but they're not dumb. You know that the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses proven oxy technology that quickly destroys viruses, heard of those, odors, mold, and a whole lot more. They've sold more than 140,000 units. It works like a charm. Any smell in your home, your office will vanish. After just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on, Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, communists, no match for the Eden Pure thunderstorm. The powerful thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and under furniture. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And, you know, no filters. This is great news. No filters to replace and over again having to buy them and put them on your calendar. Start enjoying your home again and get several Eden Pure thunderstorms. Right now, you can save $200 because you're hanging out with me on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You get three units for under $200. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, your kitchen, you know, any place you like clean and fresh air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in the discount code CHRIS3, C-H-R-I-S, the number 3, to save $200 American. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is CHRIS3, and shipping is free. Yeah, yeah. This is, again, it reminds me of the line from Apocalypse Now. Martin Sheen saying, accusing people of murder in this crazy place is like handing out speeding tickets at the Indy 500. With all of the riots and the looting and the arson and the violence that the Democrat mobs have perpetrated across the country, this is like handing out one speeding ticket at the Indy 500.
December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th, 2021.
One of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends, makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
We are a great nation. My fellow Americans, in life there's truth, and tragically there are lies.
Yes, that's true. Truer words have never been spoken. He peddled a number of them today. President Trump has responded to Joe Biden's little statutory hall speech. Nothing but, I think they removed all the Democrat racist Klansmen Confederate statues from there because they're erasing their history, the Democrats are. Let's go very quickly. Let's go to Ivan in Florida. Ivan, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Don't have a lot of time, but why don't you get in here, Ivan?
Yeah, I'll be quick. Hey, Chris, we won't do this, but we ought to proclaim this an alternate day, not Insurrection Day, but Dereliction Day. Webster defines dereliction as a shameful failure to fulfill one's obligations. And that would describe to a T Nancy Pelosi, who failed to engage the National Guard, the Sergeant-at-Arms and the Capitol Police, who failed to provide security, the police officer who shot a civilian, the police officers who ushered protesters onto off-limits Capitol grounds, and the FBI who broke laws to entrap protesters. Chris, this ought to be a dereliction day, not an insurrection day.
I like it. Very thoughtful. And I'll tell you, anybody remember the other time in 2020 the National Guard was called out to Washington, D.C. because of violence in the streets? I've got that coming up.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Now, the Democrat Party, which enjoys information dominance, which is a military term, an intelligence term in the United States of America, because of a very corrupt fourth estate populated by individuals who are personally corrupt, who are professionally corrupt. Our news media is a calamitous disaster. They're no different than Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon. Their entertainment television and the internet really hasn't helped the truth on the planet Earth, but amazing, amazing stuff. And I want to, in Lunch Bucket Joe and the Democrats, they're having their Jubilee celebration of the one-year anniversary, and they're not waiting for the 50th. This is the most important anniversary, and Kamala Harris comparing it to September 11th, 2001, December 7th, 1941, and, of course, January 6th of 2021, where Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed by a police officer while unarmed inside the United States Capitol. You may recall a lefty attacked the Capitol recently in his car and murdered a U.S. Capitol police officer. You remember that? And injured a second one, right? Crashing the car into the barrier, the barricade keeping cars out. That was a one-day story because it wasn't a Trump supporter. It was a lefty. And that makes it a one-day story. The lives don't matter. The politics matter. That's it. Now, I'm going to get to some audio for you because, you know, the Democrats started rioting and creating nationwide. They organized during this Occupy Wall Street movement. Remember, they had like Francis Fox Piven out in the street teaching people to chant in unison like zombie morons from a Monty Python movie. Yes, you are all individuals and all this stuff. They were organizing. They were pulling together their Facebook groups and their Twitter lists. And then they activate like communist cells activating inside of our borders. They activate their mobs in the streets of Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, and Chicago, Illinois, and across the country. Dozens were killed. Thousands of police were injured. I'm not exaggerating or embellishing at all. Literally billions of dollars in damage to property, the looting, the arson. We had the National Guard called up when the left-wing mob was attacking the White House. That was in, when was that, May of 2020, days of violence against the Secret Service and the U.S. Park Police and the Metropolitan Police in Washington. At Lafayette Park, they set St. John's Church on fire. I'm going to get into that. And none of this is viewed by our corrupt media or the Democrat Party enjoying information dominance. None of this is viewed as important, when in reality, these events set the stage for January 6th. Many people across the country saw the media downplaying it, describing it as mostly peaceful. We have at the Chris Plant Store, we have mostly peaceful T-shirts, mostly peaceful coffee mugs, and we have for more than a year. It might have been the first thing we put up, as a matter of fact, because the idea that it's mostly peaceful is so completely ridiculous. And by the way, if you go to, they're extremely violent, organized acts of political mob violence from coast to coast perpetrated by the Democrat Party and their violent gangs of criminals. Or would it be better as gangs of violent criminals? Yeah, either way, I think. By the way, if you go to the store and everything you order, you're going to get, we've extended. Everybody gets a Let's Go Brandon koozie. Is that a word you can say on the radio? It's a koozie. You get a free, with every purchase, you get a Let's Go Brandon koozie with every order at the Chris Plant Store. All right, now back to the Jubilee, because, these people, all the violence of the left laid the groundwork and frustrated many millions of Americans across America who saw the news media lying that it was mostly peaceful. You had to go to the internet and Andy Ngo, who's, a son of Vietnamese immigrants, a conservative pro-American guy who's gay, who's being violently attacked and assaulted by mobs of lefties on the street. Now, if you just reverse that Andy Ngo's story, who documents the violence of the left, and post the videos online in the news media, attacks Andy Ngo. Isn't that amazing? We have an anti-First Amendment, anti-free speech news media in America today. And they're so corrupt that when a gay Asian American is attacked, if he's Republican, they completely ignore it. In fact, they attack him. Remember, they were trying to blame Trump supporters for attacking Asian Americans. They were trying to blame talk radio for, you know, like a black guy in Oakland not wearing a MAGA hat attacking an Asian person. Yeah, that's that was pretty crazy stuff. But Andy Ngo, violently attacked by these mobs, completely ignored. If they had been MAGA hat wearing Republicans that attacked a gay Asian American, it would have been headline news for months. He'd become a national hero. There'd be Broadway plays about him. There'd be funds set up in his name to put people through college. All right, I'll tell you what, before we get to the audio, let's go to a phone call. Let's go to Robert calling from Joint Base Andrews. I still like to call it Andrews Air Force Base. Robert, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First time, long time here. I think we all heard the vice president juxtapose 9/11 Pearl Harbor January 6th. So in about 5 minutes of my own research using mainstream media outlets, I got some numbers for you. 9/11, 2,996 dead, $40 billion in damage. That's just to infrastructure and insurance, not to the actual war afterwards or any memorials or overtime pay.
Uh-huh.
Pearl Harbor, 2,403 dead. Actual cost unknown, 20 ships damaged, 300 planes damaged. January 6th, between 0 to 5, depending on who you want to listen to, dead, and $30 million in damage. That's today's money by the New York Times standard. One more thing. I'll just call her my best gal. Is a U.S. attorney. And the attorney general is down there today personally thanking the January 6th prosecutors. There were 227 homicides in D.C. They're not being personally thanked today.
There you go.
And that's all I have for you.
That's very good stuff, Robert. Saluting you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you very much. Very good stuff. Yeah. Apples to chainsaws, you know. Yeah. And between one and five people killed that day. One person was killed that day. Killed. Three people died that day. Well, excuse me, four people died that day. Two men in their 50s died of heart attacks in the crowd. One woman died of an accidental drug overdose in the crowd. Crowd of hundreds of thousands of people, the size of a small city, 200,000 people, where you might have two heart attacks and one accidental drug overdose in a small city. And Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed without warning by a U.S. Capitol Police officer. And I think he got awards. You know, CNN wants to have a parade for him and things because, you know, unlike in, let's say, Kenosha, Wisconsin, where a man was shot by the police while assaulting the police, grabbing his giant knife, beating his baby mama with a warrant out for domestic abuse. You know, Ashley Babbitt was a 14-year Air Force veteran. So it's a little different. All right, let's go to some audio here. Thank you, Robert. Great, great call. Yeah. Pearl Harbor, September 11th and January 6th. Right. And, of course, Officer Brian Sicknick, tragically, died the next day of a stroke. Would he have had the stroke the next day had it not been? Impossible to say. That's a known unknown. That's what that is. All right, let's go to, where are we going? Soundbite number. Let's go to Inauguration Day. Inauguration Day. On Inauguration Day, Election Day. Election Day 2016, when Hillary Clinton was supposed to win, but she didn't. Okay. And pretty amazing stuff. On Election Day 2016, Hillary Clinton lost, and the Democrats started rioting. They rioted in Portland, Oregon. They rioted in Los Angeles, California. They rioted elsewhere around the country. Here is a bit of Portland, Oregon. Election Day, Donald Trump won. Hillary Clinton lost. Donald Trump was declared the winner, and immediately the Democrat Party started violently attacking private property, police officers, smashing, destroying, burning, and looting. And you got one of these rectal apertures. Some idiot always brings a drum. Like Gunther in the Tin Drum on Election Day 2016, Portland, Oregon. They brought explosives, and there were no explosives at Capitol Hill. There were explosives when they attacked the White House for 3 days. Portland, Oregon, on Election Day 2016.
Not my president! Not my president! Not
not my president, not my president. Now how they, you know, they was, oh, no, you can't go around saying not my president. But the violent mobs of glassy-eyed zombies who were raised on narcotics and brainwashing, of course, they're out there in mobs organized by the likes of Professor Francis Fox Piven, who came up with a plan for collapsing the U.S. economy and is naturally, you know, a tenured college professor. Portland, Oregon. I apologize. That was actually Washington, D.C. Let's do it again. Pot it down. This is outside the inaugural ball in Washington for President Trump on Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2017, here in Washington. There were violent attacks on middle-aged couples that had come in from around the country. Middle-aged men, middle-aged women being violently attacked, punched in the head by violent mobs of Democrats. On Election Day, they rioted across the country, sacked, looted, burned, attacked police. On Inauguration Day, they attacked people, the inaugural ball and the deplorable, little sense of humor, because the Democrats describe mainstream Americans who serve in the military as deplorable. You know, racist, homophobic, Islamophobic, Hillary Clinton. Not that they're polarizing or divisive or anything like that, or tearing the country apart, using their power to destroy. Pretty amazing. And here, again, more violence at inaugural balls in Washington, D.C.
Why'd you start that fire?
Because I felt like it, and because I'm just saying, screw our president.
See, this is, and what, that, is that like a 12-year-old or something? Out in the street, drugged up by their lunatic terrorist parents. And honestly, and screw our president, that's the thing. And then number 20, I think, starts Inauguration Day during the parade, which became instantly violent with mobs of Democrats, violent mobs organized on Facebook, on Twitter, not banned by Facebook, not banned by Twitter, not condemned in the pages of The Washington Post. And the violence on Inauguration Day was everywhere. My best girl and I were down there for Inauguration Day. They were attacking people. We went outside. We were not invited to any inaugural balls, but outside one of the inaugural balls at the National Press Club as well, where there was violence. And on we were invited down. We were at the Canadian Embassy just off of Capitol Hill there on Pennsylvania Avenue for the parade going by and the inaugural parade. While mobs of Democrats were violently attacking people, were smashing out storefronts, were burning a limousine and another car, at least two vehicles, the limousine belonging to a Muslim immigrant to the United States, while they carried signs saying Muslim lives matter, they were burning the business, a $200,000 stretch Lincoln limousine that belonged to a Muslim immigrant to the United States. Here is a little audio of the inauguration.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States. President Obama is
the ex-president. They're screaming and yelling, the protesters, and speaks to a reporter.
You know, a lot of people are really angry right now, you know? Really angry
at who?
The state, you know? These people consider this to be fascism.
This meaning Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump, and I think more than that as well.
And I think more than that as well. See, there were explosions going. This is the inaugural parade. The helicopter overhead was not for ceremonial purposes. It's because the crazy mobs of Democrats were sacking, looting, and burning Washington already.
Trash cans, and then three vehicles set on fire.
Two vehicles have been ignited. The fire folks have just moved in.
Many of the protesters cloaked in black with their faces covered.
The protesters had filled the street with several trash cans, and now police and fire are trying to move them out of the way.
This is Inauguration Day, but remember, January 6th, Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed while unarmed by a U.S. Capitol Police officer, and he's the hero of the story for the first time in many years. Pretty amazing. That's just scratching the surface. The next day, They had that, remember that pink, I'll try to keep it clean, lady parts hat mall march. They called it the Women's March. See, they were all, they already had their hotel rooms and their plane tickets because they knew Hillary Clinton was going to win. And they were going to come in for Hillary Clinton's inauguration. Didn't turn out that way. So riots, arson, assaults on police, burning cars, smashing out storefronts, attacking middle-aged couples, and all swept under the rug. No jubilee on the anniversary of that, huh? You know, some people say that our government's reckless spending policies may actually intentionally be driving inflation to 40-year highs. Joe Biden inflation. It's Bidenflation. Intentionally making your hard-earned money worth less with every day that goes by. Yeah, because the higher inflation goes, the cheaper it becomes for the government to pay off the interest on their debt, which is, what, $29 trillion now? The big loser here, of course, you and me and our retirement accounts. Thank goodness for my brand new sponsor, Birch Gold Group. Birch Gold Group is going to help you protect your savings by helping you convert an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA that's backed by real gold. That's right. You can legally hold gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account and protect your wealth from economic and global instability. Thanks, Joe. Now, that's peace of mind. With thousands of satisfied customers, and listen to this, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can trust the Birch Gold Group to protect your savings. All you do is text my name, my first name, Chris, to 989898. Then you're going to get a free information kit on holding gold in a tax-sheltered account. Then you call Birch Gold on the phone to protect your hard-earned savings. Text Chris to 989898. You're going to get your free information kit now. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Yeah, so I want to provide the appropriate historical context for what happened a year ago today on January 6th on Capitol Hill, where Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed by the police while unarmed.
Earlier in the day, self-proclaimed anarchists smashed Washington storefronts with hammers. Across the country, there were other but peaceful protests.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the Road to a Podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
All right, we've got more audio to get to. International stars calling for blowing up the White House. The media applauded. The violent attacks that were normalized by the Democrat Party over the course of the last year and a half, really 4 years, Donald Trump's entire presidency saw street mob violence across America that was yawned at by our corrupt news media. Then one riot where Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed. Same number of people that were killed by Alec Baldwin on the set of the movie Rust. Can't wait for that to come out. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David calling from Gainesville, Virginia. David, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing today?
I'm great. David, what do you say?
I'm okay. Hey, listen, I was wondering. I had heard that the District of Columbia, brought suit against, I don't know whether it was Trump or the guys in January 6th, but they brought a suit against them, suing them for the money that whatever they had to spend. Isn't that going to open them up for discovery? Can't we ask for the 14,000 hours worth of videotape and everything else that they're trying to probably not make public about this? I mean, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer or anything like that, but would discovery come into play here?
You are 100% right, and that's why I wanted to come to you. You're 100%, and it is 14,000 hours of videotape that the U.S. Capitol Police handed over to two Democrat-controlled committees in the House investigating only January 6th. And yes, those 14,000 hours of tape need to be made public. That's a fact, Jack.
Oh!
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.